Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
How often do you get sick in a year? I think I get sick maybe three times.
I don't ever get, like, full-blown sick. It's pretty fucking rare that I'm, like, full-blown sick. But you know what? You just gotta keep doing shit anyway, right? You got responsibilities. You're an adult.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
WFOD starts now.
Internet radio program. I am Mike. I am joined by the king of pranks, the albino alligator, popcorn bitch, Mr. Travis Hulse, everyone. Dear Dolores,
it's been 14 days since self-quarantine took hold.
Guys, Matt is here as well. Hello, Matt.
Hello.
Hi.
And guys, to my left, 6 feet away, of course.
I'm a little disappointed by this.
You are further away than you normally are.
Drunkard STL on the Twitters is here. Hey, Matt.
So, Matt, Mike, what's it like to be St. Louis famous?
Matt, last week...
I mean, the point of the quarantine is to not see each other, and here you motherfuckers are getting together.
No, you gotta just... It's about keeping your circle tight, is what they say.
Yeah, drunk is the least tighted circle out there.
Matt,
he was out St. Patty's Day weekend at every fucking.
He doubled up St. Patrick's Day. The World Health Organization's on television saying, "Oh my God, everybody's got to stay in their house," and that Fauci guy's getting on TV and saying, "Fuck, don't get near anybody." And drunk goes, "But it's St. Patrick's Day." And then
to be fair, it is his day.
And then so
I wait 364 days for that day.
He did that Saturday, and then Tuesday we had a show, and drunk was like, "But no, it's actually St. Patrick's Day." So he did two St. Patrick's Days.
I already know what he did.
He's a fool, Matt, is what he is.
I'm disappointed by it. And then you've invited him into your home.
I know. Like, see what's gonna happen, Matt. This is what's gonna happen. I'm gonna be a good boy. I'm going to do what Fauci tells me to do. He says stay home. That's what he says.
Yeah, I stay home.
And then this
brought the virus into your house.
This fool knocks on my door and I let him right in.
I didn't even knock. I just came in.
I let him right in. He walked in with like a whole sandwich bag full of beverages, Matt. He wants to get nice and juicy. If he does cough, his phlegm will travel.
Listen, you did this to yourself years ago, the first time you invited the vampire in. Like, yeah. They can come in whenever they want after the first time.
I mean, I can go home if you want. I mean,
you're gonna Skype? You gonna be Skype guy?
I'll just go home.
Drunk.
I'm not saying I don't want you around, drunk. I definitely want you around. I'm just disappointed by the carelessness.
Drunk, how was
We live nowhere near you, so you should have zero concerns about this.
Yeah, I don't think drunk.
How this works? That's not phlegm. How this works.
Could travel that far, Matt.
It was fun. I got taken out. I found myself in the urgent care on the Monday after.
Oh my God, Matt.
This is way worse.
Eating up valuable resources for people who are sick with COVID-19.
Was this Saturday or your Tuesday?
This was my Saturday.
Oh, okay. So then you partied again Tuesday. You made up for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was on the dance floor and, you know, having fun with the beverages and whatnot, and somebody...
Were they green? Did they still make them green for you?
No, because, you know, I'm a shot guy. I don't drink the beers.
Oh, right.
That's upon request, I think.
So I was on the dance floor, and I got taken out.
You got hit?
Like somebody.
Was it like a mosh pit?
No, you know, we're just having fun. I believe
that Dropkick Murphys.
It might have been
coming out of the speakers.
House of Pain, Jump Around, maybe. Oh, no. And jumping. Next thing you know, somebody takes my leg out from underneath me.
What do you mean? He keeps saying he got taken out, but what does this mean? Like somebody kicked you?
I was drunk. According to my lady, somebody took my leg out from underneath me.
But how does that happen? So you're jumping around as Everlast tells you to do.
Yes.
And he says, get out your seat and jump around. Uh-huh. So you're jumping up and down. You go up, and then when you come down, you land on something?
No, somebody physically took my leg out from underneath me.
And so anyway, did you hit your noggin?
No, I hurt my knee.
Now you must really know what it's like.
About 10 minutes later, this was Travis. We're downtown, right? And I'm not playing Downtown Prices, so I had a couple airplane bottles out in my car, amongst other things I wanted to do that you can't do in the bar.
So you went to the bar with your own liquor.
Well, I was still supporting the bar too. I was going pregame.
You got a pregame.
Okay.
I have to say, of this story so far, what makes me really happy, and I grew up in Kentucky, so that's what we called them. We called them airplane bottles of liquor. But here, it's nips. They're called nips. Huh. Everybody knows to say nips.
Oh, it's like soda and pop, Matt.
That is wild.
These regional references that we all share.
So
we call them shooters.
Oh, damn. That's crazy.
Guys, after the break, we're going to be joined by musician Dacian Myron. He's a singer guy.
So headed out to my car.
Single shot bottles.
Getting ready to step on with my left leg, the same leg that got taken out. And my aunt's friend jumps on my back as my left foot is coming down. So I over hyperextended. So I thought I tore my ACL, but I didn't. I only strained my LCL.
Did you tear your calf?
How are you going to play for the XFL next year?
Yeah, I know,
how are you
right?
going to start playing rugby?
I literally couldn't walk on Saturday, and then I had to get, you know.
But then he went to the urgent care, Matt, which is like where they all are.
Monday.
Oh, that's where every COVID-19
Yeah, so then he's just in there stewing with all of them.
I ain't going to lie, it was empty. I was the only person there, so.
Huh.
Would you do me a favor, though? Replay this story with you lying.
Travis, did you see that Kenny Rogers died? Early in my gambling days, we would go to the Alton Bell Casino.
And you went to that shithole?
We went there a lot, yeah. And they had a Kenny Rogers slot machine.
Why would you go to the Bell?
The Kenny Rogers slot machine. And what happens is if you get the bonus, then Kenny Rogers deals you a hand of blackjack. And we were there at like 2 o'clock in the morning one evening.
Would they start singing Islands in the Stream?
And there was an African-American female playing the Kenny Rogers machine. And we were in this room with pretty much just her. And she was screaming at Kenny Rogers. She was just going, "You give me that royal flush, Kenny Rogers, you motherfucker. Give me that royal flush, motherfucker, Kenny Rogers." For like a half hour. And we were just enthralled with the woman yelling at Kenny Rogers. And so I can't ever think of Kenny Rogers without thinking of that woman saying, "Give me that royal flush, Kenny Rogers, you motherfucker." When I saw he died,
that's what you remembered?
That's all I remembered. Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to know when to roll them and when to throw them and stuff. But yeah, I just think of the Kenny Rogers slot machine.
And RIP, and it's bad to speak ill of the dead, I haven't been able to even think about Kenny Rogers or look at a picture since he got that god-awful facelift.
Yeah, it was bad.
It looked strange.
He didn't even look like the same guy. It's just so rough because Kenny Rogers is like an old country dude, you know? Like, he could have aged gracefully, but he went and got this awful plastic surgery that just ruined him.
Towards the end, didn't Kenny Rogers look like he ate Kenny Rogers?
I don't think he ever... I thought he was actually pretty taut.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, his whole face was very taut.
Joan Rivers-ish.
At least Joan Rivers, like, you expected it. No, she's had that plastic surgery for years, but like Kenny Rogers, man, it was just like overnight. He's like, it's like the, what's her, Zellweger is like, doesn't even look like the same person. Like, why would you do that to yourself?
Travis, we're a bunch of essential ass motherfuckers.
I'm essential.
You know, I've been driving around the last couple of days. Our city did have an order to stay home, but it doesn't really look like anybody's staying home. I know drunks. You're an essential motherfucker, right?
I am an essential motherfucker.
I saw carpet stores open today, Travis. I saw all the mattress places are open. The fucking every store you can think of is open.
I think the only thing that shuts down is if you like sell Native American jewelry, you have to shut down.
I noticed hair cutting places are shut down.
Which that surprised me because I feel like hair cutting is in the good health realm. But
well, in the place that I go, there's only ever a couple of people in there at a time.
I guess they got to be real close to you, though. I don't know how you make the distinction, though, because, like, why would a carpet store need to be open today? My job, what the hell do I need to go to work for? My job's not essential. Like, I'm not making brownies for anybody. You know, the people, they need their brownies, I get it. But, I'll make brownies.
We have an order going into effect tomorrow because all of our bars and restaurants have been closed for, I don't know, a week. It's hard to tell anymore how long this shit's been going on.
Restaurants, like, they don't even let you do curbside?
No, you can do curbside, but the bars and restaurants are all shut down. But yes, you can do takeout and delivery.
Yeah, you just can't dine in.
Travis, right, in the chat, Anchor's saying that the Hot Topic is closed out by him, which I can't even believe.
That makes sense.
Tomorrow for us in Wisconsin, everything is shut down except a 5-page long list of bullet pointed businesses such as car shops and convenience stores. And I mean, it's a list. Anybody who has anything to do with getting things to grocery stores or taking things from grocery stores, I don't expect that this town that I'm in is going to look much different after tomorrow.
I was driving around in traffic today. I was like, God damn, there's a lot of essential people out there. Yeah. I guess it makes you feel good, though, doesn't it? Matt, I mean, you feel good, right? That you're essential? No. Does it make you feel good?
No.
No?
I do because I can't afford to take any hit on money, so I'm happy that I'm essential.
Don't you think they'd just be able to say, all right, guys, things don't count this month? Can they just say things don't count this month? They can't do that?
I think some like mortgage companies or whatever, they're adding it on to the end.
Yeah, so you can. My mortgage company said I can miss the next 3 months worth of rent, and they're not going to affect my credit score, and they're just tagging it right onto the...
They just got to put it on the end?
Yep.
Yeah, they just put it on the other end.
Or like, just when things resume, like, raise my price another $50 or something.
I'm pretty sure the government said, like, the electric company can't shut anybody down, the gas company can't shut anybody down.
But they're not saying stop paying those bills. They're just saying that they can't disconnect you. So what that should mean in everybody's mind is stop paying your bills.
Is that what you took from that, Travis?
Yeah, I mean, they're not telling people to stop paying their bills, but they're telling every one of these utility services, you can't do anything about it. So, I mean, save some money, guys.
I think they said in New York right now that crime isn't illegal.
We actually have people being let out of jail for nonviolent crimes here.
I've heard that, yeah.
Yeah, there's a guy at work. I'm on vacation this week, but last week, I think it was like Wednesday or Thursday. Apparently, he had a buddy that was in jail for his third DUI, and he was supposed to serve just 45 days, which is interesting for a third DUI. But they let him out with 36 days left to go. So he got busted, sentenced, and they pretty much said, all right, go on.
Just
get out of here.
Just get out of here.
Mm-hmm. So I will say this, 2 weeks ago, you know, I thought the whole toilet paper thing was funny and, you know, a big goof.
How do you feel now that you only have one roll?
I'm down to like 3 rolls, and every time I go to any store, it's empty.
My dad called me the other day. He said, your mom is just taking craps at work right now. Your mom waits to go to work to take her craps. I said, guys, I'll find you some toilet paper. I'll figure something out. So my dad got a sixer from me, and he said, oh, this will be great. Your mom can crap at home now. So crisis averted, Travis.
Yeah, we have one. I just loaded one in the chamber today, and we got two backups, one of which is from a hotel that we stayed in a couple of weekends ago that I was like, shit, this toilet paper thing might be an issue. So I grabbed like the wrapped, you know, the wrapped backup in the yep. bathroom that we didn't use, and I threw it in our bag, and I was like, ooh, this might be like our
so yeah, I'm currently at DEFCON 2 at the house.
Oh no, drunk.
So hopefully by end of the week I can find some toilet paper.
Well, I went to Walmart at like 9 a.m. and it looked like they had put some up. And they had told everybody that they could only have one. And there was a Mexican guy who had a cart full. And there was a Walmart employee who kept going, they ain't going to let you buy all that toilet paper, man. And he's like, see? And he's like, they ain't going to let you buy all that toilet paper. And he's like, see? I think he understood what the guy was saying. I think he was playing dumb, hoping that they would just let him get his way. But they say, you got to put all that back because they ain't going
to
let you.
I can pretend to be German. Nine?
I went to BJ's, which is like a Costco if you guys don't have them in your area, or a Sam's Club, and they had, you know, just released the toilet paper, and I didn't really need toilet paper at the house, but then I'm looking at this pack of like 36 rolls, and I'm thinking,
oh yeah, sure,
well, fuck, like
that's,
you know,
how they
I
get
mean,
you,
I think
Matt.
We had like a, you know, whatever, just the standard 6-pack or 9-pack or whatever you buy. I think if I don't buy this, when is the next time I'm going to be able to get my hands on toilet paper? Now, we have the bidet and everything, so it's also not a main concern, but shit.
So with the bidet, what do you do? Do you just dab it off afterwards? Like, is it more of a drying than a getting shit off of you?
Exactly, because it's done at that point. You know.
Well, that, like, with that, you could just use a towel, right?
You can use a towel. I mean, we use toilet paper just to, like, dry it off, like it just a couple sheets, and you just.
Oh, you don't have a special ass towel sitting next to your toilet for when you flush out your asshole with your bidet? A little asshole drying towel.
I feel like I would.
You have to tell your guests, hey, there's a hand washing towel, which will be obvious, but then there's also another hand sized towel, but it's closer to the toilet.
Travis,
don't use that for your hands.
Who's coming over to your house and taking shits?
I don't think I have enough time to tell you all the people.
You got a lot of people coming over to take shits?
I mean, the ass towel would have to be marked, right, Travis? You'd have to, like, cross-stitch ass on it.
Like an anus, just like a picture of an anus in the corner, like it's your initials.
Because, I mean, depending on the size of your bathroom, it could be mistaken for the hand towel after you wash your hands. And, God,
yeah, our bathroom is very small, and we only have one of them, so you could definitely mistake the ass-drying towel for the hand-washing towel. Standing, I don't like
taking a step.
Stand on my tippy toes and try to get like as high as I can, though.
My hesitation for the bidet, I'm sure that I would enjoy the bidet. My hesitation is that I'm afraid that the water would be cold.
Well, it is.
I don't think I would like that. I think you can
get the heated one.
Yeah, I would have to get a heated one.
Invigorating.
No, I actually, I'm going to be honest with you. I prefer the colder water.
Because it wakes you up?
Yeah. It's not even that it wakes you up. I just find it soothing. You take a hot shit, cool water spraying at your butt. Nice.
I feel you there. I feel you. I don't know how I would feel about it.
The best part of waking up is a cold stream in your butt.
That's right.
I'm glad that we can be like your guys' go-to source during these troubled times.
Everybody's in quarantine, so they got time to fill. So,
except for us, since we're essential.
I'm going to tell you, I get really excited because, like, in this quarantine process, especially this past weekend, like, tons of bands that I really like are like, "Hey, we're going to be popping on Instagram," or "Hey, we're going on YouTube Live. So, you know, check out, we're going to do an acoustic performance just for everybody that's in quarantine." I'm like, "Fuck yeah! Like, I love Taking Back Sunday. I want to see this." You know, and then I go and I watch them, and it's just like these two fucking assholes in the band in a room, and their fucking phone is recording them, and it just sounds like shit. And then I'm just bummed because I'm like, I just listen to the song, I guess, because I don't want to hear you two assholes like not sounding good.
You're a sucker playing. For audio quality, is what you're saying.
Like,
man.
Guys, you know, at least
they weren't prepared for this, Matt. It's
they weren't, but I felt like they went through all this setup to set up a guitar amp, and they got the acoustic guitar out, and they're just singing in a room, and I'm like, it sounds bad.
They have to sing in a room, Matt. They're quarantined.
The Saves the Day guy is like, hey, you know, like I'm doing this YouTube show, and they're like, it's just him singing into a room, and it sounds bad. And
why didn't they go? They got to do with the everybody get into the closet, you know, to get the
anything is better than what they're doing. And now I'm just upset. Although I really I thought it was cool last night. I watched a few songs from that Metallica, like they're just releasing live footage from their concerts, like just every Monday. They're just releasing a set from some random place. And they did a Scotland show, or I think it was a Scotland show last night. And that was pretty cool.
Does the entire band look like they're checked out at this point? Like they're just like, we don't really care. Here's your song.
In Metallica?
Yeah.
No, I, it's not that they look checked out. They just look... Well, I mean, kind of tired.
They're elderly. They're
yeah. I mean, they sound great. Like Metallica sounds amazing. But it's not that they're checked out. It seems so easy. Like, oh, we've played fucking, you know, Welcome Home a million times. Here's 1,000,001.
Matt, there's a question in the chat. How does the water get from the pipe to my ass?
So that line that runs from your, you know, from
to fill the back tank, right?
Yeah, to fill the back tank, you just run another line
split
out
that
of
sucker?
That. Yeah, that fuels the.
So
bidet.
Does that mean that your tank fills up slower?
No, because you use the bidet, you spray yourself clean, uh-huh. And then you flush. So and then it's not running while you flush.
Oh, you kink it,
right?
You stop it, and then it can. Pay attention to, yeah, it's okay. That makes sense. I'm glad we could clear all that up.
Again, I'm glad to answer any bidet questions.
The Dubfod, they're like informs.
$30 on Amazon, guys. It's like seriously, it's a really great investment.
I don't have an outlet close enough to my toilet. I'd have to run it over the top of my sink.
There's no power. It's not.
Oh, you got a battery powered one?
No.
Battery power.
I look better. You all need you need to plug it in.
No, there's no plug at all.
Send me a link, would you?
Yeah, sure.
All right, thanks.
So it's just like a splitter. So like,
that's all it is a splitter. Yeah, it just sprays your butthole.
And it doesn't
now,
have
again,
battery.
If you
want
to do the heat, because there are ones.
Oh,
that
I
have
do heat. Need heat, Matt. I think.
And if you want heat, it actually connects to your hot water. But that's a line that you have to run like under your sink or something along, you know.
Yeah, that'd probably be better.
See, I think I'm on Matt's page. I wouldn't think I need the heat.
I'm definitely don't.
That
need the
like
heat.
The heat would take a while to heat up anyway, wouldn't it?
No.
So like the initial blast would still be cold.
Unless you got one of those, you know, cool houses that has the instant hot water.
Or the heat would probably be, it would just sit in that little cylinder. So when you blasted it out, it was like 135 degrees directly in your anus.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, I have never, every time the cool water hits my butt,
I'll stick
thankful.
With dude wipes, I guess.
You're like, I can get through this day. I just got blasted with cool water directly in my brown eye.
Yeah.
Guys,
time to go for a run.
What we should do? We should take a break. we should all check our Amazon wish lists to make sure that a cool water bidet is on there. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Dacian Myron. He is a musician from Florida.
He's definitely got COVID.
See how his toilet paper is going and all that. We'll be back, guys. Stick around.
Schools out. Tell me something, girl. Do you miss the guy from My Name Is Earl? I'm talking Jason Lee. It's a crime he's not in more movies. WFOG.
Since 2011, you've watched 15 seasons, and from that, generated 0 stars. From coast to coast, contestants 13 years of age and older line up to be window dressing in an Adam Levine, Blake Shelton circle jerk with 2 other interchangeable has-beens. This season, our stale premise gets a makeover. It's The Voice, as you've never seen it before. Have I mentioned yet that you are watching The Voice? This season on The Voice, we've abandoned singers altogether in search of a new type of talent. Our celebrity judges are tasked with finding America's greatest Jack Nicholson impression.
Hi, my name's Benny. I'm from the greater Philadelphia area. Doing Jack Nicholson impressions has always been a passion of mine, and I hope everyone likes it.
Hey, what are you doing here? You should be out bird dogging chicks and banging beaver.
That's Jack Nicholson in the movie One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
You still got 2 out of 3 branches of the government working for you, and that ain't bad.
That's Jack Nicholson in Mars Attacks.
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
That's Jack Nicholson as the Joker in the movie Batman.
Hey, Blake, you got a tongue? There, you want a mouth?
Yeah, I just need a small crack of space to get a word in.
I got a small crack of space for you. I couldn't help it.
Getting strange for all you strangers. This is Strange Label.
Wheelbarrows Full of for those who don't know, created essentially the podcast medium.
Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
Our guest tonight is a musician whose debut album, Slightly Mysterious, Somewhat Delirious, releases later this year. Dacian Myron is on the program. Dacian, how you doing, man? You holding up over there?
I am doing quite well, or at least I'm trying to survive. There's an epidemic, or I'm sorry, pandemic going on. I don't know if you guys know.
I heard that. I heard that something was going on.
You got enough toilet paper there, or...?
Actually, no, to be quite honest with you, I'm out of toilet paper. So if you guys could, you know, stop being assholes and hogging all this toilet paper. I've seen all the memes going around. you know, all these people hogging her. It's not cool. I have literally nothing. I have baby wipes. I'm wiping my ass with baby wipes.
I mean, if it works, right?
It's not a bad alternative, to be honest with you, though. Like, it's probably gets you more clean than just your average sheets of toilet paper.
Man, you got to throw them away, though. You can't flush those.
Right. Then your trash can, like, if you have... I mean, I guess the good thing is you don't have anybody over to visit, but if you did, they'd just look into your trash can that sits next to your sink, and they'd be like, well, this guy's...
Can't wait to eat his pot roast that we came over for this dinner party.
Yeah, that definitely doesn't happen ever.
So, Dossian, I guess you're staying at home. You're doing all the things you're supposed to do. You didn't celebrate St. Patrick's Day, I hope, like drunk. Who celebrated two St. Patrick's Days?
Well, I wasn't sober for St. Patrick's Day. If you're wondering, in my crib, at my house, yeah, I didn't go out. I have no friends, so everybody feels kind of sorry for me anyway. So I talk to people virtually, and I just, you know, hang out, drink a couple glasses of Jack, and call it a night.
But is that are you finding that to be a successful way of interacting with people? I find myself actually calling my friends a little bit more than I would, and I never saw them any more or any less than I am currently.
Hasn't called me at all. You haven't called me once, Matt.
He did say his friends.
Oh, okay.
I tried. You were, but yeah. Are you getting the enough social time virtually?
To be quite honest with you, this for interacting with people in general, this has been the best time for me because I like to just sit back and have a conversation with people. That's what it makes me. I like to talk to people on a level that it's like more intimate than most.
Sure.
Whether it's like, you know, it's FaceTime or something else. I just like to talk to people and just have them know a little bit more about me and who I am as a person. Honestly, dude, there's nothing to hide about me. I'm just normal. I'm just a kid, bro. Just having fun, you know, just doing the thing, writing some songs and going with the flow.
Creatively, is it a good time? I would imagine the existential dread of it all would probably be good fuel to... put some pop songs together, right?
Actually, this is the best time, right? And I've actually wrote a couple things earlier that I might transform to songs. I was talking to my producer earlier, actually. I sent him a text, and I was like, dude, I think I just wrote a pretty dope song. So he's pretty excited for me to show it to him.
That's so cool. It'd be fun to be excited. I was just telling the guys before, like, I get really excited because over the weekend, right? Like, I see fucking Taking Back Sunday. Like, those guys are getting together and they're going to do an acoustic performance on Instagram. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, just to have this access to all of these artists who are just, hey, we're going to hop on in a little bit. And I'm like, well, I'm sitting at home doing nothing. Of course, I'm going to watch them. But then I kind of get bummed out because it's just like, there they are in this living room. And it doesn't sound that great. And they're trying to harmonize. And it's like, I think I would have loved this as a kid. But now I don't know. Maybe I'm too cynical. I'm just picking it apart. I should just be appreciative of what I'm getting. It's fucking Sunday.
No, I totally get your point. And that's kind of cool. But I think it's more intimate when artists just kind of do acoustic sessions like that. Because it's a way to, I don't know. So there's a lot of autotune and melodyne and stuff like that in music nowadays anyway. But it's more of a personal way to say, hey, this is who I am as an artist. You know, this is – and people know that. And it's just like you don't have to hide anything from them.
Yeah. Right? I should be more appreciative. Like it's just cool that I get to see it, I guess.
Well, me as – I love Taking Back Sunday, first of all. And I know Adam Lazara – He has a good voice. He always gets scrutinized live because he doesn't sound as good as he does on recordings. And it believe it or not, it's hard if you have a tenor voice. It's hard to hit those vocals 100% all the time. And it's not just Adam Lazar. It's most vocalists nowadays. It's just hard to sound like you do in a studio. But you know, it takes practice, a lot of practice. And I'm not perfect, but I'm still working on it anyway. But, you know, it just kind of – it shows that you're human, right? And people love the fact that they can relate to that. It's more of a – it's a common thing. You know, they can relate the fact that you're human. You're not perfect. You're not a robot. You're not supposed to be a robot. You're supposed to relate to people. That's what music is all about. right?
Yeah, I think that imperfections and stuff in live recordings is what makes it fun. I mean, I don't want to go just see them play the record. Like, all those radio festivals back in the day, I've probably seen Stained like 5 times. And every time you see Stained, they play their songs perfectly. I mean, like every time you see it, like they play their songs exactly how it sounds on the record, which is impressive, I guess, in its own right. But at the same time, it's fucking boring.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you 100%. That makes a lot of sense. Not everybody's be perfect when they play live festivals and shows all the time. We get that. I think I appreciate if you're not perfect more, because I don't know. There's a realer aspect.
There's an authenticity to it.
Exactly. Thank you. Who was that? Was that
Matt.
Mark?
It's Matt.
Matt. Hi, Matt. Thank you.
So, Dossie, you were in a band when you were in a couple of bands when you were young, and did it end badly? Do you have bad blood with those guys? Is there something that I can exploit to make like a really good sound bite?
No, there's no bad blood. So here's the thing. So my first band, I used to really love punk music, right? That's what really got my whole influences started. Bro, early 90s music, obviously Nirvana was a huge inspiration on me. Kurt Cobain, I don't sound like anything like that, but I'm just saying like that kind of music, old school Blink. I'm talking about like pre-Blink, 99 Blink, early 2000s Blink, Offspring. Obviously, people say Panic at Disco, Fall Out Boy all the time, I get compared to that. But I mean, not just that, but I mean music from the early 2000s, stuff like that, basically. But I draw influence from that kind of things. And the point is, my earlier bands, they sucked as far as like my first band. No, really, we were bad. Like, I was 15 when I started a cover band doing like old Blink songs, like Josie covers and Cheshire Cat and stuff like that. And then gravitated towards like early All Time Low, Put Up or Shut Up, their EPs and stuff like that. That part of me kind of wasn't very good. I started getting better, and eventually I joined kind of like I created this post-hardcore band. It was different for me because it wasn't my genre, but I still loved it. I enjoyed it at the time. And it was called Another Tragic Case. Oh, I'm sorry. That was my first band. My second band was The August Name. And we were based out of St. Petersburg, Florida. And it was like post-hardcore, I guess. I guess you could say like Under Oath mixed with like, I don't even know nowadays.
So when you say it wasn't your genre, you mean like, they wanted to play a different kind of music than you were interested in playing?
So there's a falling out, mostly because I didn't particularly vibe with the direction that they wanted to go. So it wasn't anything bad blood. I like the guys. They're talented guys. I still talk to them now, actually. They're good. They're pretty good friends of mine. I just, don't really like connect with them as much as I did back when I was in band. No bad blood, good people. The genre of music and style of music, it just wasn't for what I wanted to do. So at that point in time, I decided I was like, I'm just going to take a break, figure out who I want to be and what I want to do. So there was a point in my life, and this happened. I was about 21 or 22 when that happened. Actually, we were pretty decently successful. I'd say we recorded an EP and stuff like that with Lee Dias, who also recorded Mayday Parade and stuff like that. But I took a break from all that stuff to kind of figure out what I wanted to do. I worked a professional job for about 5 or 6 years, a corporate job, believe it or not, just to kind of get myself in my headspace. And then I came back to music because I freaking love music. That's my escape from everyday life.
So did you think that you were done with music, but then you just kind of got back to it, or were you always planning on?
It's funny you say that, because I didn't know what the hell I wanted to do. I was in a 4-year relationship, and I was like, all right, cool. I'm just going to settle down. That was boring. It didn't work out for me too well. So I decided that music really was the thing that I really wanted this whole time, but maybe the genre wasn't the right thing. So I started writing songs last year, actually a year and a half ago. And last year in July was the first song I released, my first single, Feeling Dangerous. That was the first single I released. And it was more towards like the punky aspect of my childhood. But I love electronic elements too, so I want to bring that back, in a sense. Yeah, here I am now. Fast forward, I'm just writing songs I like. I'm enjoying them. I don't have a band; it's just me. I work with a producer. He's really, really talented, and I'm just gonna keep writing songs. If anything comes out of that, we'll make it work.
But. So, is the album that you're putting out done, and you're writing songs for something else, or are you still compiling songs for this album?
To be quite honest, this album is still getting worked on as we're speaking. I have a lot of songs. I have about 9 songs now, but I don't know if all of these are going to go on this album or if they're going to be on the next EP or who knows. I just want to make sure I pair them well together. As of right now, I'm hoping I release this album towards the end of the year, but who knows? I care about quality and the song structure, and I just want to write really good songs.
Right.
That's all I care about, right? But who knows? Maybe I'll get a band together after this album, and we'll go touring a lot, and we'll get back into that whole aspect. But for right now, I just want to write some really good songs. That's all I care about.
Yeah.
Mike, you don't want to forget our our question.
Oh, Travis, I almost forgot.
You almost blazed right through it.
Don't forget the question.
Now, Dossie.
Is there a question?
So you've performed on many a stage.
You're on stage. You're rocking out.
This has happened, correct?
Yes. I play with bands like AWOL Nation and Hawthorne Heights. I don't know if you guys know them. Probably before your time. That was a joke. I'm just kidding, guys. I'm pretty sure you're old.
So when you're up there, what do you do with your wallet? Is your wallet in your back pocket? Do you leave it backstage? Do you leave it in your car?
The roadie have it. What's going on?
Like where is your wallet when you are performing music on a stage?
You know, that's actually a really good question, because sometimes it's in my pocket depending on how skinny my jeans are. But if they're super skinny, then I just take them out and put them on my amp.
We've gotten that answer quite a bit, I think.
So he doesn't keep it backstage.
Yeah, for sure. Like amps, or you know, even alcohol. Just put everything on the amp and just hope to God it doesn't just turn into a shit show, because
interesting.
it's a good hobby of mine.
So sometimes it stays in your pocket.
Sometimes,
depending on how skinny his jeans are.
Well, right. Depending if the photographer can make my ass look thick, the wallet. Because if so, then yes, post it on social media. Make my
get a good angle on that wallet pocket.
Make it look as thick as you freaking want, bro. You know what I mean? And tag me in that. Make sure it's me.
Maybe that's my deal. Maybe I got to start putting my wallet in my back pocket again, because as of now, it's just like one, like from my back to my freaking legs, is just like flat. Get a couple of wallets in there.
I'd give that a try, because I think it might work for you.
Perfect.
So guys, you check out Dossian. Actually, we play Dossian on the station. So you listen to strangelabel.com. You're going to hear him at some point. And also go to DossianMyron.com.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, hey, don't you seem to shy away a little bit from, oh, people compare me to insert Panic at the Disco Fallout Boy. I mean, don't shy away from that. That's good shit right there, man.
No, I definitely do. I'm actually really proud of that, to be quite honest. That's a huge, you know, that's a huge comparison. I'm very proud of that. I love those artists. They're very talented. And Brandon Urie is one of my inspirations. A lot of people actually know that, but not just Brandon Urie and Fall Out Boy and Panic at the Disco. I love 80s music in general. I was an 80s kid. So anything from Journey to Motley Crue to AC/DC. Actually, Angus Young is one of my favorite guitarists of all time. I actually have a signature model guitar. Beside that, like I just punk in general is awesome, right? And I hope it never kind of goes away. So I'm hoping to modernize it a little bit by adding like electronic elements to it. And just make it upbeat and poppy and snappy, right? I feel like that's what music nowadays is kind of missing, the authenticity and just...
Fun?
Missing fun.
It's missing fun is right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, just make it upbeat and snappy and just real jazzy, you know? So I hope people never lose the fun in punk, because punk is my favorite genre of music, in a sense. Whether it evolves or not, that's always been my genre. You know what I mean?
We're going to look for you to revolutionize the genre, and can't wait to hear the album, man.
I'll try my hardest.
All right, but when the album comes back, we'll have to do it again.
Oh, absolutely. Guys, it's a date.
Yeah. Take care, bud. Thank you.
Thanks, pal.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good one.
Hey, Travis, I like Dossi. He seems like a nice guy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, good kid, dude.
In the chat,
you fuck me up, dude.
Anchor is going. He sounds like he's super young. I don't think he's that much younger than us. I think he's like 32.
Pretty sure he is exactly our age.
Yeah, he just has that youthful energy, Travis.
Because he's a musician.
Because he's doing what he loves instead of being an essential employee.
He jumped into a corporate job and was in it for like 4 years and said, fuck this, and like moved on. We all jumped in those kind of jobs and we said, I guess this is my life now.
Yeah. I was going to say, he actually still pretty passionate about what he's doing.
Right.
Yeah.
Resigned himself to the fact that it's the doldrum of every day.
Anchor, we would all sound that youthful if we weren't all beaten to death with the weight of our lives.
You know what? He is not essential, and he's actually doing something with his time.
There you go.
We are essential, and we're still doing the same old bullshit.
Matt, I went and I got McDonald's the other day for lunch. And this is during this whole pandemic thing I keep hearing about. And I got up to the counter and the guy handed me my drink and he handed me my bag. And he looked at me with the most panic I've ever seen on a man's face in my life. And he said, oh, no, I forgot your straw. And he went and got a straw. And the man didn't know what to do because he had been told not to just directly hand people straws.
Yeah.
And so he went and got a paper bag and put the straw in a paper bag. Oh my God. And handed me a paper bag with a straw in it, Matt.
So I'm going to tell you, like, I hear these stories and there's a part of me that gets kind of disgusted and angry. But then there's the other part of me, which is like, oh, fuck. Like, I respect the guy for kind of taking this whole thing seriously. Like,
yeah.
We need people to take what's going on seriously.
Yeah.
Like, well, you feel like it's completely ridiculous until you remembered that 20 minutes earlier you were in the grocery store, somebody sneezed, and you immediately snapped your head to the side. Like,
oh,
where
sure.
the fuck did that come from?
Yeah, you're looking around for it like it's hovering in the air.
Like, guys, I mean, confirmed case, A, we don't, and I don't mean to get serious, but like the... We don't have enough tests in the country to get an accurate count of what we have, which is kind of depressing. And like our numbers still are going up by like 8,000-10,000 a day.
Well, so, that's the thing. We're number three in the world behind Italy and Spain, where it's hit hardest.
And we
and
have
like you said,
no
we haven't tested like anybody.
Yeah, we can't actually confirm the amount of cases that we have because we don't have enough tests to determine the amount of cases we have. So
they will barely test you around here unless you are in the ICU. It's crazy.
Yeah,
gonna be open by Easter though, guys.
Yeah, we're just gonna open it back up on Easter. That'll be really good for all of us.
Woo woo! We say open up, but nothing's closed. Like, everything's essential, guys. I don't know what they keep talking about, how the goddamn economy is screwed up. Everything's open. What is the economy being hurt if everything is open?
Listen, it's all based on fear. It's not. It has nothing to do with the money being spent or any of that, because I will tell you that my company right now is doing sales as much as we do on our peak times of the year. And this is usually like a dead time for us.
Right.
And we are selling like a motherfucker, and our stock has tanked like $30.
So everybody keeps talking about how the economy, like, why? There's money being passed around.
It's because the rich people have jerked all their money out of it.
Yeah, I was going to say it's bad because, like, literally, even though a lot of restaurants are doing takeout and things like that, like, things aren't happening. Like, you're not going to a bar and drinking for an hour and eating food and ordering food and staying a little bit longer and having
which means all of the people that work in that restaurant, besides the cook and the person who's carrying your meal out to you in your vehicle, none of those people are working. So
but that isn't trashing the economy, Travis. Don't you think it's all a big scam? Like they're saying,
it's all fear. It's just like the all those, what was it, those handful of senators, I have one in my state included, that after that private meeting sold all of their stock.
Yeah, I'm not saying the virus is fake. I'm not saying that's a scam. I'm saying that all this talk of the economy is making a bunch of money disappear in unexpected ways because, like, while we're worried about this, that's when the good stealing is happening.
Yeah, that's why the economy is tanking, is because all of these assholes with inner knowledge pulled all of their money out of the economy during this time.
So what you're saying is it's a good time to invest.
Well, yeah.
Now it is, yeah.
Yeah, I bought some of that MGM stock drunk. Yeah. I was like, oh, nobody's going to hotels now, but they will.
They sure the fuck will. Did you get some of that, what is it, MoviePass stock?
No, that's still in the toilet. I don't even think the theater's coming back, and the biggest boom in history is going to save MoviePass. I think
MoviePass, you know, I'm sitting on all that MoviePass stock, and it'll never make sense for me to sell it.
Yeah, why would you even sell it, Travis? Just wait till it dies, and it just doesn't show up anymore. Who cares?
Just let them say this isn't a thing that exists.
They sold the company. That company I read got sold for like $1 million.
Yeah, they got rid of it.
Now, guys.
Yeah, somebody bought it. Somebody bought it. So maybe they'll do something with it, right?
Well, there you go. We can hope.
I don't know.
Hope and change.
All right, drunk's pick.
Travis, I'm not going to lie. I was half hoping that everything would just get shut down so we could just do daily dub fods.
Wouldn't that be something?
Wouldn't that be great, Travis?
Would be something. There is something to be said about a daily audio program.
Daily dub fods. Oh, that's just the dream.
I mean, truly daily or 5 days?
Oh, drug daily. You come over here every day. We talk about bidets and we're old. And I'm how sure. The sure man is guests, fucking us sure. drunk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The man is fucking us.
Fair.
That way we could have spent some time talking about the Tiger King.
Which is Travis.
This is my pick of the week.
Have you been watching it?
I'm done. We finished it last night.
Oh, we're like five in. I'll tell you what.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm supposed to hate Joe, I haven't gotten there yet.
there's a little bit of weird shit towards the end. Well, obviously, it's all weird, but there's a little stuff. There's a little bit of stuff towards the end in the last couple episodes. You're like, oh, Joe, I mean, you fucker.
Like when he might have burnt down his production studio.
That is, no, even that I was fine with.
I mean, he is kind of our guy, isn't he?
He is kind of our guy. Yeah. But I'll tell you that Carol Baskin.
He's a dub fun guy.
That Carol Baskin, she's just Joe with better PR is all she is. She's the same thing. She's the same person.
Hello, all you cool cats and kittens.
Yeah, I don't like her. I'm a Joe guy, Travis.
Goddamn husband killing.
I haven't finished it yet.
Grinding,
so
tiger feeding bitch.
She might have killed her husband, but that's alleged, Travis. Allegedly.
I'm gonna get that bitch's head in a jar.
Drunk pick of the week.
Drunk's pick of the week. Toilet paper. I need some. I gotta get some. Pray for
me. Are you really out?
I'm at like three rolls.
How much is a roll worth to you?
I'm at DEFCON 2.
How much is a roll worth to you, Drunk?
See, I'm not worried about the singular roll. I need like the 36
a
pack
singular roll will do you some good. You only wipe twice.
He's got to have that day after burrito stock. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You only wipe twice drunk. I think a roll would do you like a good solid for a couple weeks.
Yeah, but I need the good shit.
But can you spare a square?
Spare a square.
See, I mean, I could steal some from work, but that's trash. I don't want to say.
Oh, yeah. Work ass. Toilet paper is always
single ply garbage. I buy the toilet paper for my work, like, and I have my own roll for when I go.
96 case boxes at work, and I refuse to steal any of that. So,
Travis Dossian on his website has it. You can pre-order his album. Looks like $5 for the digital download and $10 for the CD version. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a pretty good deal. Yeah,
that's reasonable.
He hasn't even finished writing it yet, and he's already selling it. That's
He's done writing it. They just got to mix it. It's been working on. It's being worked on as we talk to him. So I think his producer is working on it.
Matt, pick of the week.
Oh gosh.
He's also going with the Tiger King.
I haven't even started the Tiger King.
Tiger King.
No, I haven't. I'll tell you what I've been watching on the weekends, like blasting through, is 90 Day Fiancé. My wife and I are kind of like obsessed with 90 Day Fiancé.
Man, are you watching that trash?
It's trash. Like we've talked about it. It's like, oh, I can't wait for this weekend when we can watch trash TV. And that's really, we've just been watching those seasons. I think we're on season 5 right now. It's ridiculous.
Are you watching on Netflix?
We're watching on Hulu. Yeah,
my lady's been watching that. What is that on Netflix? Like Love is Blind or whatever.
Watch that. Like, yeah, we've
that
blasted
is
that.
Complete trash TV. I can't it's believe she kept watching that one. I was like,
I watched that whole thing, and I hated every moment of it.
Ugh, gross.
Guys, pick of the week. I watched The Hunt, and I watched.
Is that good? I just downloaded that illegally, Travis. And I'm curious if it's any good or not. It looks interesting.
Which one's The Hunt?
The Hunt is good, Matt, and The Invisible Man is good. They're both good.
Invisible Man is good.
Oh, yeah. You're wondering why the economy's tanking. It's dickheads like you who don't pay for your media.
I don't think that's the case at all, to be honest.
It's kind of cool that all these movies are popping up on demand. Travis, you could get a Bloodshot. Now
I was about to say this ain't Mike's fault that it comes up on digital downloads or on
it's
demand.
Out. Yeah. It's out.
Yeah,
free to watch.
VOD. Please pay for your media.
Unless
you don't want to, and then which case
and
you
then
could,
don't watch it.
Travis, you know Matt does have a good point. Maybe you don't want to.
Yeah, then don't watch it.
There you go, guys. We'll do it again next week. We appreciate all of you. Check out Dossian's movies or music songs. Good times. Guys, see you next week. Thanks for the chat, people. Thanks for downloading. Yeah, all that. Bye.
Guns out. Thuns out.
lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.
This cool thing keeps happening where Travis and Matt keep talking up how great the conversation is before I come on.
Yeah.
Like he's like, "Oh yeah, when we're on break, the conversation's always
seriously,
really great."
Are you going to take offense to our comment
you were saying last week, "Oh, I wish we recorded the break conversations because they're so much better than the actual the neighbors."
Sometimes they're so ridiculous in the things that are brought up in the
Guy went and put a goat head on. He had video on and he went and got goat head and
guys looked like you were having a blast.
That happened when we talked. Who was the Earthworm Jim guy that was putting on masks and shit while you
Tenapole.
No, like
Earthworm Jim guy went and put a mask on too. You guys just have way more fun before we
I don't know why you're taking offense to it. It's just
she'll come back.
Just man, it's happening.
Such a good time before the show comes back.
Well, maybe you guys should start your own podcast, the Travis and Matt Show.
WFOD break.
Yeah. WFOD break show.
between the
show or between the clips.
Yeah, we got to workshop that a little bit more.
We'll come up with something, but I feel like
between the ferns.
Yeah, between a couple ferns.
Yeah,
I feel like that's what we could do. Like, all we'll do is we'll put out an episode every 2 months, and it'll just be the preceding 8 shows.
Could you imagine how confused our guests would be if they got on the phone? We're like, "All right, so you're here with Matt and Travis between the Dubfod, and we give them a quick interview, and then it immediately like music just interrupts,
and then
Mike comes back
another interview."